This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers across the country continue to face uncertainty as they await the finalization of a long-term farm bill. While the recently passed reconciliation package included temporary provisions aimed at supporting agriculture, it doesn't offer the stability producers need to plan for the future. Many in the ag sector are saying the clock is still ticking to get a comprehensive bill across the finish line. And one of those is Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg. We'll hear from him next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagg says the reconciliation bill did include some much-needed wins for agriculture.
We would all rather have had a comprehensive five-year farm bill, that we did this all together in one place through the normal House and Senate Agriculture Committee process. But the reality of election cycles and just what needed to get done is we had to have that budget reconciliation. A bill that passed through some very important tax provisions for agriculture, updated reference prices, which again, you're talking about prices that had been set 8, 9, 10 years ago when the last bill was developed. And so for those things, the tax, locking in the tax credits and the tax treatment for Americans and for agriculture is a huge deal. Second to that is those reference prices and creating more certainty where we need it.
Nagg says that the changes were necessary, but only scratched the surface of what's needed. That's why he's continuing to push for what he would call a skinny farm bill, which is a streamlined version that focuses on the core programs farmers rely on, like crop insurance, conservation support, and food assistance programs to serve vulnerable populations.
There's still policy pieces that need to be addressed, and frankly, there's some have-to-pass provisions of a farm bill that we really do have to get through in some vehicle this fall. And now the work has to turn to call it a skinny farm bill or a cleanup farm bill or a slim down, whatever you want to. There's a piece of farm policy that really does need to move this year. And frankly, there's some talk about, gee, did the coalition break down so much now because of what happened in the budget reconciliation that you can't have this skinny farm bill? Well, we need to move beyond that because farm policy critically important, and folks had better get to the table and get working on it. And I appreciate that G.T. Thompson in the House and Senator Bozeman in the Senate, certainly on the Republican side, have indicated they are full speed ahead. Now we need to make sure that we get Democrats to the table, get folks to the table, work this out, pass this, and then we can start to set our sights on what a comprehensive farm bill looks like the next time around.
Nagg also praised the updates made to capital gains or so-called death tax provisions in the bill. While critics have framed the changes as a handout to the wealthy, Nagg says they're essential for keeping multi-generational farms intact.
There is no way to pass a farm business to the next generation without these kinds of provisions. You know, farmers are asset rich and cash poor. And when you have that scenario, and by the way, it's not just ag, right? There's small family-owned businesses that would fit into these types of things too. And you have to have the elimination of that estate tax or increasing the limits in a way that does accommodate for what a family farm looks like. And so again, I appreciate that those were pieces that made it into that bill. We've got certainty now. Rarely do I say something so definitively, but like without that, you will kill the ability of a family to pass a farm to the next generation.
I'm Dustin Huffman.